This is The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. You are going to help decide whether Washington State gets a carbon tax. It's on your fall ballot, so you might want to look north and find out how the carbon tax has gone in British Columbia. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, Bill. It's going well.
Good, good, yeah.
Nobody likes taxes, but this one, you know, brought in 2008. We've had two provincial elections since then, and nobody's suggested going back on it. And there's a couple of things about our carbon tax that people like. The first one, and I gather this is also what you're looking at in Washington State, is that it was offset here in BC with other tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So the government cut income taxes. They cut some business taxes, and they set up an auditing system so that the tax cuts equal what the carbon tax is bringing in. That's helped a lot. The pricing has been gradual, too. You know, we started off at a penny or two per liter of gas, so multiply that by four, and you've got it what it is in Canadian dollars. And we're now up to, it's about 7 cents a liter, so figure 30 cents Canadian a gallon. And it's, of course, calculated the same way that you're proposing in Washington State. It's actually worked out as so many dollars per metric ton or per ton of emissions, carbon emissions. It's applied to other sort of fossil fuel burning as well, home heating, things like that. And again, there are offsets. So, you know, the revenue neutrality has worked, and the other thing that has worked is it has not hurt the British Columbia economy, near as anybody can tell. British Columbia is currently leading Canada in both economic growth and in job creation. So as public policy initiatives go, I would put this one down as a big success.
In British Columbia, the carbon tax had to be revenue neutral by law. In Washington State, it is part of the controversy over it because there are people who feel that what we don't need is a revenue neutral. First of all, that might be a rosy projection, but also that a carbon tax ought to raise money to help the people who are hurt most by climate change. So we're having that fight right now at the ballot in Washington State.
Yes, I recognize that there's a bit of a debate around it. As I said, I think here one of the keys to building public support was that we're going to put a price on carbon. The idea is we're going to put a price on carbon. We're going to provide a reverse economic incentive for emissions, and we're going to tax emissions. But we're not going to try to accomplish other public policy objectives at the same time. The government's going to build transit lines as they are in British Columbia. Well, that'll be paid for separately. We're going to focus on taxing pollution, and that's what we've done. And it kept it simple. I recognize that there are other opportunities, other ideas, cap and trade, all sorts of things. You sometimes hear suggestions here in BC that the government should raise the carbon tax and use that money for retrofitting and so forth. The government did offer some a low-income cash transfer for people on fixed incomes and low incomes. They did offer another bonus or an offset for home heating oil in parts of the province where people use a lot of that. And some of that is paid for out of the carbon tax revenues as well.
Vaughn, on another subject, have I thanked you for the love note your country sent us this week?
Come here, you big lummox. You need a hug, right?
Let's hear a little of the hug. I'll play a little bit of it, and you can tell us the story behind it, will you?
What's up, America?
Hey, guys. We're just up here in Canada talking about how great you guys are down there. We thought we'd just send you a little bit of a love note.
We know you've got some really big decisions to make. But as you're thinking about your future, we just want you to know that
you guys are great.
You really are great. All your diversity and all your openness.
The fact that you're such a giving nation, over $250 billion a year is donated to charities.
Okay, I'm starting to blush. Let's leave that there. But this was a nice little note from Canadians saying, America, you already are great.
Okay, so let's just say that we meant well, right? But I do have to give you the counter view, which was Jimmy Kimmel last night said he thought it was the most insulting thing he had seen, right? Okay, you know, maybe this isn't the best presidential election in American history, but let's not get patronizing about it. Americans do not need a hug from Canada. and he thought the whole thing was kind of insulting. All I will say, Bill, is that we meant well. Our hearts are in the right place, even if it does sound sort of patronizing when you think about it.
I never had a doubt. And listen, let me return the favor by saying go Blue Jays. Toronto won a game finally and is still hanging in there in the playoffs.
Hanging by the fingernails. I don't know. What do you think? Chicago Cubs at the end of it all?
Well, that would be a big story down here. So either way, somebody's going to be happy. We appreciate the hug, and Vaughn Palmer, great to talk with you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Thank you.